Hey everyone, this is Gary Kay, and I am honored to be joined with the president of Heckler Design, Dean Heckler. Dean, you and I have never done one of these before, but I know that you're familiar with the format. We want to make sure that people know that you're going to be at ISE this year, and people may have heard of you. You can go to hecklerdesign.com, which is spelled H-E-C-K-L-E-R-design.com. Dean, first off, congratulations. First time at ISE. I know you've been at Infocom a number of times. You're going to be at Hall 1. Booth B405. Tell me what we're going to see when we go in your booth.
Yeah, we'll have six products on display, primary products on display. Two of them people are familiar with. Our Heckler Lectern will be bringing and displaying our smaller size Heckler Lectern, which is a very AV-centric lectern with rack mount storage inside the body of the lectern, fully ADA compliant, height adjustable, and has a whole future-proofed system for dovetailing in all the most popular microphone chargers and control screens and all the accessories people might want to build into their lectern. So we'll have that on display. We will have a member of our Heckler mobile fleet there. It's the confidence display stand. It's a rolling stand with angle adjustment for positioning confidence displays low to the ground. That will be there. Four other products will be there. They are unannounced, and they are...
Well, you talked to me about some of them offline, and some of them are extensions of the current product, but if anyone is... I'll hint this. If anyone is an integrator that is integrating Microsoft Teams, you're going to want to go buy a Heckler Design booth because they have a solution for something new that's going to be announced right before ISE with regard to Microsoft Teams. You're already there. You've already got a relationship with Microsoft and you're already ready to ship the product, aren't you?
They'll ship in Q2, but okay, they'll be on display as a preview for folks to come by and see. And the two other products will be there. Both are accessories for partner devices that are yet to be announced. So I have to be a little cagey on that one as well. But a lot of rolling stands and furniture and hardware for rapid deployment throughout the enterprise.
Well, first off, I want to congratulate you because you have a really good design eye, good aesthetic. Your AV Credenza is my favorite. I think that is the product, and you followed that up with the AV Wall, or one followed the other. I love the AV Wall as well, which is like a smaller version of that. I'm going to pop an image up here of those two products. I think people need to see that because it's a great way for you to store your, you know, when you have small rooms, when you don't have a whole lot of rack mountable need space, it's a great way to store everything all in one location, have it right below the monitor, have it on the wall so it's off the floor, but also accommodate a video conferencing platform right there attached to it. I love the design concept of this. And I think every integrator should be selling your products because instead of selling black and gray square and rectangle things, you're selling an aesthetic that is quite different. Obviously that's your uniqueness.
Yeah. We have a goal to make sure that the end users really appreciate the aesthetics of the product so that that doesn't cause any friction and for the integrators to bring it into their clients' spaces. And then for the Credenza, there's a big part of the Credenza, which is it can be configured completely offsite. So all that configuration work can be done in the box, in comfort, and then just brought in. So that's really changed the dynamics of a lot of projects out there.
Well, your confidence stand. What's funny about this is if you're doing live events or you're doing corporate meetings, everyone angles monitors by putting them on boxes and setting them up against the, and you built a something like almost stupidly simple to actually do something like this. It's like, well, if everyone's going to do this, why don't I build a way for them to do this without having to do it by leaning it against? The funny thing is when they lean it against them, they know this, that affects the temperature of the product because you're losing the ability to dissipate the heat out the back or potentially out the top, depending. I love all your stuff. I think people should go by and check out their booth at Heckler Design. Now it is in Hall 1, so don't forget there's a Hall 1 because it's before you even get up the escalators and go that direction. I think a lot of people immediately go in. So it's your first time exhibiting, say stuck in Hall 1, but I'm going to make sure people go by there and see you. And we're going to go by there and shoot videos of all this stuff, including the new products that Dean can't talk about. Sorry. And and we're going to make sure you see it all by just going to raypubs.com/ISE, type in Heckler, H-E-C-K-L-E-R in the video search window. If you're watching this after ISE, Dean, I look forward to meeting you in person for the first time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for joining us, everyone.